Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wade.
Joining me on the podcast right now is charting expert, guru, authority, market leader, Zach Meir is here as well.
Thought leader, that's the other one. That's that phrase which is just, it's abominable, isn't it?
That's it, yes. Abominable Zach. I can't even say that word.
Yes.
All right, let's look at the three stocks moving in 3 minutes, Zach. On news today, released, first of all, Tech Financials trading update in the first half of 2016. It's been strong, apparently. Revenue increased by over 30%. TECH, good ticker there, isn't it? Tech.
Yes, it is. Yes, it must have taken hours to come up with that. But yeah. No, I like the final probe at the end of last month, below 8 pence. We've bounced back and really not been below 10 pence since, which is shows that looks like that was a sudden bear trap. All that's missing now really is to break the 200-day average at 12.44 pence, which hopefully we'll do later this week. RSI is over 50. So I'm looking really for above 12 pence up to 18 pence, which was the November peak there.
Yeah, as I'm speaking, up over 50% here. Next one, North Coal Energy, NCT, a letter of intent signed with Mexican National Oil Company, NCT. What do you think on the chart there, Zach?
I think we've discussed it before.
Yes.
Slow basing here. I'm hoping the shares won't go back below 0.025 pence, which it doesn't look like they will. 50-day moving average there at 0.029 pence, so it's holding that. Above the 50-day line up to 0.04, which is the top of a rising trend channel from April and also basically the bottom of the gap from April as well. So hopefully over the next 1 to 2 months, we'll creep up to 0.04 pence plus.
Okay, and the next one here, Connemara, they've been doing some drilling there in Ireland, and they got quite good intercepts here of gold, 5.48 grams per tonne in Innis Oen, County Donegal. So, looks good so far. CON, Con, what do you think?
I think that the big move here was made in April with the spike through and the gap through the 200-day moving average at 1.81 pence at the moment. As you may be aware, any gaps through averages tend to show good momentum. We've held that 200-day line ever since. Line of support running to or through 2.2 pence at the moment from April. And above that, I'm looking for 3.5 pence, which is the top of an April price channel. So looking very nice. The overall structure very good. End of day close above the 50-day moving average at 2.5 pence would be required for cautious traders.
Thank you, Zach. Lovely to speak to you again this morning.
Thank you, Justin.
You paused there. Very cynical pause, I thought. Thanks, Zach. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.